Colson.
COVID.
Colgate.
Cobalt.
Coleslaw.
Complicated.
Colchester.
Or blimey?
No. I feel like that. I feel like that's where we draw the line.
What a game.
I know. Love God. It. What an ep.
I mean, what a long slog these... I'm glad it's the last Tuesday.
Oh, no.
Honestly, like, midnight. Like, come on, darling. I feel sorry for that late in live audience.
I know. AJ and Will are going to be knackered Friday. They're going to have to get themselves into, like, a spa or something.
Honestly, because... Oh, actually, there's an eviction tonight.
Back
but
door.
They're not interviewing all there because it's back door.
Yeah. They might be on late in live. Hang on, maybe. So that person might already have left. No, that's tonight that it happens. So it'll be on tomorrow's.
Look, I'm confused. Should we just roll the titles?
Yeah, get on with it. Fancy another pod with Bally Singh and Brett Harris. Megalia original podcast. Hello.
Hello. Look, this is our last Wednesday. I'm going to do this all week now. This is our last Wednesday.
It's actually making me really sad because I really enjoy coming on and having a little chat and digesting it all.
No, I have.
It's been a long old slog. It's been a long old slog. Do you know what? No. It's the extracurricular that you have to do with it. The edit suite that you have me working so hard in.
Go on. You're going to read the edit suite. Yeah, I'm going to read you to Phil because you've not been in that edit suite since maybe last Monday.
Excuse me.
What was the last video you made?
The last video that I made. Oh my God. Don't do this to me.
I think it might have been Danny Beard.
Please no.
Come on. Yeah, I think it might have been.
I've had a dicky week. No.
Go on.
It's us reacting 6 days ago. Oh my God. Right, there's going to be so much video content coming out in the next couple of days.
It's out of date.
It's out of date. No, it's not.
We're talking about people in the clips that I've left.
Yeah.
They're in bloody bed.
Next
series of Fancy Another Pod.
With I'm Sean Times.
Maybe. Yeah, actually, good point.
Sean? Why is she not on?
Oh, I was thinking of getting them on for the last one. Because, you know, friend of the show.
Right, get them on.
I will drop them a DM.
Let's talk about yesterday's episode. Okay, Nikita versus Fern.
Oh my God. What is it about our favourite shows and the Fizzy Rosé, which is getting people just murdered left, right and centre?
I know. I'm going to be honest. Nikita, I think it's a bit rude. I really think it's a bit rude.
I don't think he was rude. I think he very, very much had a point because Fern, what the hell was that? Even though Fern was wrong, I'm still supporting.
So I have got I've got a wider thought about this. Fern was bang on the money with Ekin-Su, and we've obviously seen Ekin-Su behave the way she is, and Fern's reasoning for nominating her. Mm-hmm. And I do feel like Nikita has consistently nominated Fern. Every opportunity has nominated Fern, granted in the face-to-face, but also not in the face-to-face as well. Mm-hmm. And it feels as though it's taken Fern by complete surprise. And I think we have seen Fern try to make an effort with Nikita and being shut down from the off. And I think she remembers everything. And I think that clip about our stripes being in fashion and stuff like that, you've got to set this in the wider context of Fern being a woman over a certain age in the TV industry, who's obviously been cast aside by TV execs, no doubt all men, all deciding they want a younger model, etc.
I don't think Nikita meant anything by it at all. I don't think Nikita was horrible in the way he said that. I do think Fern has a lot of unpacked trauma from her TV career, because let's not forget, like, Fern was bashed for losing weight and had gastric bypass and all mm-hmm. that crap. Do you remember all that shit about 20 years ago? Then she was bashed for calling out the pay disparities between her and Phil. She got bashed, even though she was 100% right. And now all of a sudden people are talking about it and celebrated for talking about it and mentioning it. But Fern was really, like, battered for it mm-hmm. in the press and in the public. So I think she has got a lot of, like, guard up when it comes to like certain comments and certain things, especially on TV where she's being viewed. And I do think, fair play to her, like, she's been through the fucking mill.
And on that point, there's been some tweets that I've seen that has really resonated as well. When you're not in, from India Willoughby, former housemate, when you're not, you don't feel like you're part of the gang or the part of the popular group in the house, or you might have lost some of your closer people in the house, you end up thinking. And the problem is when you're own, and granted, there's been some accusations of her not getting involved, but again, she's 66. The only woman left in the house. The only, other than Louis, who has a guaranteed pass to the final, but might not now because of this silly twist again. I think there is a lot more to it. And, Fern took accountability as well, which was nice to see in that episode. Yeah. She kind of did apologise. But what I also felt there was Nikita, again, very dismissive. That's just my opinion. I don't think he's a nasty person. I think he's just a little bit dismissive of maybe someone that's a little bit older or he doesn't see eye to eye with. That's the only vibe I get.
Going back to what Marisha said in her exit interview with AJ and Will on Late Live, she did say, like, you do learn a lot about yourself because you're in this house. Pressure is, like, just kind of mounted times 10. You've not got your phone to scroll on. You've not got, like, your friends and family. You've got a lot of time to think. And I think Fern has overthought a lot of things. Like, that clip that was showed, Nikita saying that about the striped jumper, that was like 2 or 3 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
She sat on it and it's kind of just sat in her head and she's overthought it. And she's like, what did he mean by that? Am I fashionable? Is he just taking the piss? And I think because she's got nothing else to do, she's just overrun these little thoughts and little sayings in her head. And because of like her previous traumas, I reckon she's like, oh my God, everyone hates me. And I think she really...
Getting in her head.
Yeah, definitely.
I think as well that the chat where she was kind of leering over with that bottle of wine, I think actually she meant it from a good place in a, oh, see, we can get on like when we're playing a game and stuff like that. Like, and I think it was a bit of an olive branch. And I think because Nikita was like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
And then I don't think she articulated it in quite in the way that, and I think she recognised it. So it was also nice to see that accountability and recognition that she probably is getting in her own head. But that is what I want to see from Big Brother. I want to see real disagreements over something as trivial as just not getting on during a game.
Well, that's the thing with Nikita. I think he could have understood. I think he could have taken it a lot better. I think instead of turning it into an argument, he could have just been like, should we just go and have a little chat? Should we go and have a little chat? And then cleared it that way. Instead of doing it in front of everyone, he could have just sat there silently and be like, Fern, should we just nip outside for a chat? He could have handled it way better.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, he made it like a performative thing in front of everyone. And part of me thinks he thought, like, let me get her. This is my, like, this is definitely going to be shown. This will make me into, like, a little bit of a hero. Mm. Maybe he is playing the game of wanting to win, but I don't know. Nikita doesn't give that kind of
So for me, it was disappointing when in the garden, Fer was like, oh, come and sit down. And then, like, I think she was trying to...
He didn't sit down.
Oh, and it was rude. It was rebelling. And I don't know if it's... I do think it is an age thing. And I think because she's a bit of a mother figure in the house, I do feel like there is that natural rebellion. I think because Louis plays games with people... And can be a little bit rude, a little bit nasty sometimes. I think you see Nikita kind of laughing at Louis, and I think he's become a bit of a butt of a joke.
Yeah.
They can't do that with Fern. And so I do think age does play on it. And I think it's just interesting watching the psychology of people getting on. But I wouldn't go out saying Nikita's ageist or anything like that.
It is giving very much strict English teacher vibes. I think Fern is that English teacher that you kind of love, but you're scared of. And then if you can get one up on her, you're going to use every opportunity you can. And I think that's the relationship between Nikita and Fern.
Yeah.
He's like been not told off, but he's got that relationship like teacher student. And he saw his moment to get one up on her and like be, yes, what are you going to say now, bitch? And I think he took it and ran. I was like, oh,
I bet
no. You've
been a Nikita at one point in your life.
I have actually. No, but I look, even though in my opinion Fern was wrong and the way she did it, I'm still supporting her.
Yeah.
I love her.
Yeah,
love
the finesse, it continues.
It continues.
So we had these glimmers of some really nice unproduced moments. We saw the awkward moment, obviously, between Fern and Nikita. And there was a little bit of tension throughout the whole of the day, really. But then we go straight into the courtroom drama. And I think, granted, gives you an opportunity to talk about a sponsorship in the next 2 minutes. But with the return of Lauren, again, it feels like, do we need that? Do we need all of this production?
Okay, I think without that in yesterday's episode, it would have just been a very boring episode. I know a lot of people are complaining about the tasks and a lot of people complaining about like the overproduction of the Celebrity Big Brother, But it has given us some iconic moments. Come on, darlings. Lauren walking in a judge's wig and hat. Camp. Can't get camper than that. And then obviously some really lovely moments between Marisha and Bradley. David had that really funny moment. That section alone was just meme.
Yeah.
Everything about it was just fab and camp. And I think it's fun. And I think that's what Celebrity Big Brother is. It's never been something that's so serious. I think we got so used to Celebrity Big Brother being like the Tiffany Pollard scene, the Gemma Collins moments. And
yeah,
everyone just wants these kind of bashings and iconic arguments. Celebrity Big Brother used to be just about fun. Don't forget, Celebrity Big Brother started as a comic relief thing.
Yeah.
It was only 4 or 5 days. And it's just grown into this massive thing. And I've said this a few times on the pod. I do love watching them have fun.
Yeah.
It is really lovely to watch. It's so funny. Well, you're happening along with them.
Well, let's talk about the moment that had me screaming. The secret task that wasn't actually a task. It was a prank against Marisha. 5 minutes of the best television. I think that is the balance that I want to find. Those things will be going on all the time in the house. I just think they've invested so much money in all of these tasks.
I do think yesterday's episode, like the highlight bit, was the perfect balance between drama, fun,
and AJ looking really hot.
Oh my God. Like AJ and Marisha, disco ball. Oh my God. Just stunning. Absolutely gorgeous.
Brilliant. And again, AJ and Will, I feel, are getting better and better with every show.
So good. So good. Like, I feel like they're really looking. I feel they watch themselves back and learning about where they've gone wrong and how they can do better, because their interview style is definitely better. Their presenting style while they're like outside and in the live bits, so much better. I love them.
It does help that they're friends as well. Like they're so warm with each other. And I think the way that you can tell the friendship is a bit like us, you know, we don't talk over each other. Like, you know, they don't talk over each other.
You know what, though? I did tweet this last night, and Marisha and AZZ got evicted. And the difference in interview style when a black woman is interviewing a black woman, like AJ and ZZ, that conversation was just so calm and cool. And like some of the references that ZZ picked up on AJ, it was just lovely to see. And it wasn't awkward and it wasn't forced. It was just, yeah, a massive difference. And I said, that's why like diversity and like TV talent is so important, because you get those lovely moments.
I'm kind of gutted that ZZ has been evicted, because I think she was just so brilliant. And I do feel like there's going to be a presence missing. I feel like ZZ was almost like us as a viewer. Her reactions kind of mimicked what everyone was thinking at home, especially with the awkward Fern and Nikita bit yesterday. Do you think the presence is going to be missed from the pair of them?
I do think so. And I think they mentioned this on like last night's interview, like ZZ and Louis. They had like a love-hate relationship. And I think Louis's really going to feel that presence. I think he's really going to miss ZZ. But one thing I will say about ZZ, as much as I wanted her to stay, and I think as much as surviving last night's eviction would have like done so much for her confidence and like boosted her, I'm glad that we get to enjoy her on Late and Live this week, having a bit of fun, watching the show. I think these 4 days is just going to be like, that's what I would like. I would like to get evicted like just before the final, because if I knew I wasn't going to win, there's nothing worse than going in the final, because you just get forgotten about.
Now,
getting evicted before, you get to enjoy like the press, the interviews, and yeah.
Now, I have a bit of a dilemma.
Go on. Nelly and Kelly.
We've got a backdoor eviction coming up, and we learned this in the civilian one. You need to give people their flowers. Having Kerry not scoot out to a crowd was an awful, awful a crying shame not to get that moment.
Do you think Kerry regrets it and hates the fact that she never got her eviction? Or do you think because of that moment she would have got booed? She's appreciative of it.
So I think there's two things to this. Her last scene in Big Brother being a coffin closing on her.
Camp.
If I had a penny for every time one of our mother icons had a coffin close on them.
Do you think then we're going to get the triple?
The triple?
Do you think Fern's going to get a backdoor?
Well, sorry, it's just a strange combination of words.
It wasn't Fern, sorry, I'm thinking of Phil.
Bit of blue.
Bit of blue for the dance.
So yes, I'm a little bit gutted really, because especially with the celebrity one, I feel like it's a missed opportunity not to have the baying mob. But can we talk about that crowd from last night? Because what the hell is going on? They were booing like ZZ and booing like Fern and then like Chip. And I thought, well, this is
what was weird. What was really weird was the first round of like names before Marishima, they were booing ZZ. The second bit, they weren't booing ZZ. It was like, what is going on?
It's like they hired a different crowd for each part of the show. Yeah,
they put the mic on one side and then the other side.
Just got visions of a runner with a boom mic running around.
Now, the crowd were really loud last night, though. Yeah. So loud. Not as if we were there, but they were loud, man.
Good hearing from Manchester. It's crazy. Right, so who do you think is going to get the back door eviction? Who's getting it out the back door?
I do think it's Fern.
Fern's a goner.
I think after last night, and just based on like the viewership, it feels like it's a boys' club.
I think we're in for a shocker.
Who do you think?
I'm really sad, but I think it will be Bradley. When I start thinking about main characters coming to the fold towards the end and towards the final, and people who've had a bit of a storyline, I think Coulson's had a storyline where he's overcome the boring accusation. So that's a nice storyline, and people will be invested in his character. Louis, you'll have people rooting for Louis to win because he's been so iconic and he's kind of played that role. Fern, again, the Finaissance era that she's in. So I think there's a storyline there.
I think the thing with Bradley is he's got a fan base, like the Heartstopper gang, you know what they're like, but you are right. He hasn't really done anything.
I believe, and I'll keep to what I said yesterday on yesterday's pod, I don't believe that it's all about your fan base. I think it actually is people that are invested in the series. You know, like, I love Lady Gaga, but she does a lot of jazz albums. Don't mean I'm going to be spending money on it and listening to it. So I think it's all about, like, balance. And I do think it weighs more on what's happened in the series. And I just think, for me, if Bradley was to leave, I don't know if we would... I don't know if we would notice that difference in the last couple of days because of the lack of storylines. Whereas if David was to go, it would be a real shock in the house. Fern, people would talk about what happened with Fern now she's not in there.
If it was a vote to evict, I think Bradley would be safe. I think because it's vote to save and vote to win, yeah, you might be right. He hasn't really done anything in the house apart from just like have fun, which is lovely to see.
Which is nice, yeah. And I think he's done what he set out to do about raising awareness of neurodiversities.
He's normalised that conversation. He's made... the kind of loop things, the air loops, that kind of known and made sure like people are aware of the availability of it. And he's just shown that you can just do whatever you want. And he hasn't really made it something he just keeps banging on about. Mm. Do you know what I mean? It gets brought up when relevant. And yeah.
It's interesting that you mentioned about Bradley and the loops, and we obviously spoke to Kerry about this, and I noticed off the back of the Gaydio Pride Awards, he was posting about it, so I replied to his story saying, OMG, like, what are these for, and about drowning out noise, and I really struggle if I walk into a room and it's like a restaurant, loads of background noise, loads of people talking, and like the waiter's asking me a question, like, I can't focus on something like that, and I thought, strike.
You know what's really strange, like, it's not something that I've ever struggled with, like neurodivergency or anything like that, but I have had some instances where I have had sensory overload. Like you mentioned about like lights and noise, it does get overwhelming. Mm. So knowing those things are available if and when you need them, because I remember him posting about it on his story at the Gaydio Pride Awards with Hilton for the stay. And I was just like, oh, wow, like it's interesting how like these things can just like kind of just make you more comfortable in spaces and... Mm. Stunning. I'm looking for a spawn, looking for an ad, looking for a hashtag.
For me, I would really like that. Do you know what? You talk about sensory overload, and this is completely off topic from reality TV now, but...
Am I giving you sensory overload?
No. I remember being in the Trafford Centre, and there were some kids in front of us that were... they had like these sheets, and they were waving them around. It was really warm, and I remember hearing a baby cry like behind me, so I was like, Charlotte, I need to go on the other side. And I could feel myself like brewing up, because I thought, there's just too much going on, like I can't process it all and think about the stuff that I need to get. So
it happened to me for the first time literally last November, just before Christmas. I was in a bar, they'd just put their Christmas lights up, and it was just a lot. There was music playing, there was lights, there was people talking. I was there for like a meeting, and I was like, this is too much, I feel sick. It was horrible.
Was that my birthday party?
Not that again. But no, it's true. Like, I actually felt like travel sick and I was just sitting there chatting. It was weird.
But do you think, you know, that could be applied to the Big Brother house as well? Because we hear a lot about like David singing and stuff like that all the time. There's almost like, it's a very bright house. There's a lot of things going on, a lot of things to process.
Don't forget, it's a studio at the end of the day, so there is going to be a lot of lighting in there. I'm guessing it's very warm in that house as well with all the lighting. So for me, I know for a fact, if it gets too warm, I'm done. I'm like, get me out of it. I'm going home. Bye.
Where are you? So, where would your little pigeonhole be in the
definitely house? in that garden bit. You know, in like that little seating. Yeah, I'd be there always.
I want to call it the decking. I don't even think it's decking, but I should call it like...
I would be there in the morning with a coffee, just pondering. And then I'd be... All my chats would be... I'd never spend my time inside, ever. I'd always be there. Get me in that house. You and me doing the podcast from there.
From there. Oh. Get us in the house.
You know what's weird? They're not sitting in that little circle bit that the old housemates used to sit in as much.
It's been wet. I wonder if it's been that. It's been a little bit wet, hasn't it? The field that I walk the dog in is flooded.
All right.
Anyway.
Back to yesterday's eviction. Were you shocked that Marisha and ZZ went?
No, I really was expecting it. I think Fern has got a lot of fans. I think Louis will have a lot of fans. And I think that Nikita will also have a lot of fans. I just think it is on that basis. And I also think it's about storylines as well. Like, yeah. I think, you know, that's my thoughts on it anyway.
Okay, interesting.
But we'll see what happens on the back door.
I really want to get ZZ on the pod. I really want a good chat with her. I think she's fabulous. Yeah. And I'm literally so excited to just watch her career now because I think she's fab. Very I want good. A late night chat show with her.
Not with me?
No, I want to watch her.
Oh, right. I don't Sorry, want I was getting all kind of crazy then.
Relax.
Right. Should we do it again tomorrow?
If we must.
Ta-ra.
With Bally Singh and Brett Harris, a Gaydio original podcast.
No, I'm not happy with this. You're going off and making your own way in the world.
Well, I want to know about this flooded field.
This flooded field. So basically, let me.
Is there like a canal or a river near?
I'm gonna pull up a chair because my legs are aching. So where I walk,
it would be if you're trudging through the field.
Well, where I walk the dog. It's backed onto like a few like cow fields, but there's no cows in it like during winter and like the start of spring or the end of autumn. Okay. And it's all completely flooded over the canal. Like you have to literally wear waders.
That's what I was asking. Is there a canal or a river near it?
There's a canal involved.
I've got a canal near mine and it's a nightmare sometimes. It is. It's a nightmare. We're on the top of a hill, so we'll never have any trouble. But
great for a tsunami.
From the canal, you're mad. You know what? Canals fascinate me, right? Because they're man-made, which I think is fabulous.
Yeah.
But if I was to get a boat and get into that canal now, I could be in Birmingham in a few hours. But it's mad.
You could. There's also... So there's different types of canals, isn't there? There's actually... Like, so there's the Shropshire Canal. I know that because I'm from where I'm from.
Then yeah, but like, I think, is it the Shropshire Canal connected to our canal?
It will be for the Midlands, but like in Manchester, I don't think they're connected. Or is there junctions? Shall I Google this?
I don't think there is, darling.
Can you swap between...
That's what a river is.
Canals. Here we go.
I don't think you can, because I know our canal ends by the Sea Life Centre in Birmingham. I'm pretty sure.
You've got to drive on the right, which is interesting.
Really?
You can move a boat between networks.
I'm scared though, man. I don't think I'd be able to get on a canal boat because you just don't know, do you? Like, you just don't know.
Transport's the cheapest bit. It'll cost you about £4,000 because you'd probably have to lift it at both ends.
Right.
But then someone's replied. I'm just on the canalworld.net forum here. There's been a reply to that post saying he would be surprised if it costs more than half that. So you're looking in, I reckon, between the 2 and 4K mark if you wanted to move from one canal network to the other.
I was looking at, because I know, like, in this area, they do canal boat trips where you can get pissed and do karaoke and stuff. But I just think it's a load of faff, innit?
Can you go from Manchester to London on a canal?
I don't think you can. I don't think you can. I don't think London has canals, do they? Maybe they do. Look, this is turning into a canal podcast.
You can. In a narrow boat. What is a narrow boat?
Look, this is getting ridiculous now. Should we just end the pod?
Narrow boat. No, we need to know what a narrow boat is. So that's like, you know, your Rosie and Jim boat.
Okay.
Rosie and Jim. You can go C to C in a wide beam. So what's a wide beam boat? Here we go.
Something that I need.
Right, I get this. So your wide beams, they've got like a double door on the end. They're a little bit bigger.
Right, the ones that people live in, I'm guessing.
Well, yeah, I think you can live in either, but your narrow boat, the way I would describe it is imagine like a canal boat looking like a double bed or a single bed.
Right.
Your narrow boats are your single beds. Your wide beams are your doubles. So it'll probably be a bit uncomfortable for a little bit of slap and tickle. Thank you. On the canal systems. Right, see you tomorrow.
Bye.